This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. The U.S. Defense Department says an American airstrike against an Islamic State Afghan affiliate group resulted in the deaths of two important leaders of the group. We get more from AP's Ben Thomas.
Major General Hank Taylor describes it as an over-the-horizon counterterrorism operation.
Two high-profile ISIS targets were killed and one was wounded. And we know of zero civilian casualties.
Pentagon spokesman John Kirby declined to identify those killed or their specific roles, but said
they were ISIS-K planners and facilitators. And that's enough reason they're alone.
Taylor indicated the strike may not be the last.
We will continue to have the ability to defend ourselves and to leverage over-the-horizon capability to conduct counterterrorism operations as needed.
Ben Thomas, Washington.
The Taliban deployed extra forces around Kabul airport Saturday in an attempt to stop large crowds from forming 2 days after a deadly suicide attack killed scores of people. AP's Karen Chamas reports.
People fled from the sound of gunfire near the main gate to the airport. The Taliban was shooting into the air, trying to control crowds of people desperate to leave the country. The Taliban set up new layers of checkpoints on roads leading to the airport, some manned by uniformed fighters with Humvees and night vision goggles captured from Afghan security forces. The main US-led airlift is winding down and many areas around the airport have cleared out. There are concerns that an Islamic State affiliate responsible for a recent attack at the airport may strike again. I'm Karen Chamas.
For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit our website. This is VOA News.